Hey, yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your man, DJ Swamp Thing, Program Director for Ohio Fleet Radio, alongside with my big brother, DJ D-Poise. And I'm here to officially tell you that Ohio Fleet Radio is up and running, and we are now looking for artists from the great state of Ohio to get their music played on one of the worldwide stations, heard from people all around the country. That's right. All you have to do is send your press kit, clean or raw version, to submit.ohiofleetradio@gmail.com. That's submit.ohiofleetradio@gmail.com, and we got you. And make sure that you log on to radio.net/ohiofleetradio 24/7 for mix shows, podcast, and a little bit of everything. And of course, we are your go-to hip-hop and R&B station for local hits and music worldwide. That's radio.net/ohiofleetradio. Send those submissions, Ohio, to submit.ohiofleetradio@gmail.com. All right, let's go.
Follow the Fleet DJs on Instagram and Twitter at Fleet DJs and connect with the best DJ crew hands down.
What's going on, everybody? It's your man, DJ Swamp Thing. You're listening to another episode of For the Art interview series right here based out of Ohio. Of course, like we always like to start and with everything that's going on in the city, hopefully everybody out there is still being safe, practicing social distancing and all that good stuff. I know things are opening up in and around the city, but we still want to be cautious. We don't need no more dead bodies out there. So you guys keep it safe. Keep those masks on, all that good stuff, man, and we'll be all right. In other news, we're going to keep this thing rocking. Of course, I have another great guest on the phone here. This one is coming out of Flint, Michigan, next door neighbor. She's been a little quiet the last couple of years, but she's coming back with a huge bang. Just dropped a project, which of course we're going to talk about. But not only is she an artist, she's also an entrepreneur. She's created her own label, which we'll also talk about. So without further ado, for the art family, introducing Jada Ali. What's good, girl?
What's going on?
Of course. Thanks for being on. Definitely appreciate it. And I always like to ask all my guests with everything going on. I know you just heard me talk about it just now. Hopefully everyone and your loved ones are staying safe during this time.
Most definitely. I really can't complain. We're safe. My family's good and I'm good. I'm still able to create.
Right.
So we're definitely blessed over here.
Yeah. Good. No doubt. So we're going to jump right into it, man. Let's talk about the new project. First of all, congrats on the new project. Long time no speak, of course. Yep. Talk about exactly when did it drop and how many tracks are on this project.
So the project dropped on April 7th.
Okay.
Seven solid records on there. I think it's just a short, sweet move.
No doubt. That's what's up. Now, what is the overall vision that you would like to have people kind of see throughout this project? I know it's, you said it's kind of short, but you know, there's enough tracks. Seven tracks is enough to kind of get you know, trying to introduce or reintroduce yourselves to the listeners. So what is your overall vision that you wanted to accomplish during that project?
Well, that project, yeah, seven songs are good, but the thing is, they're not full songs. I wouldn't call them full songs. A lot of them don't really have hits on those brackets. So that's what's a little unique about this project, and what I plan to accomplish with it is just build the following. Like I said, it's short and sweet. Whether people do it or don't like it, I don't know. They're probably gonna end up listening to it.
Right.
It's something you would just go through and listen, because it's only, I think the project is like 15 minutes long. And then if you do love it, I set it up to where you're gonna wanna rewind it, play it back, or whatever the case may be. So
gotcha.
My goal is just to like I said, gain as much as it takes in a solid fan base, a solid fan base.
Gotcha. Yeah. No doubt. And that's what I was going to ask. That was my next question is, you know, is this kind of just like a teaser to something that's much bigger in the future?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I got a lot
to say. Okay. All right. That's what's up. Now, you know, again, you know, talking about, you know, how you know, this project's being short and, you know, the songs are what they are, and you're just hoping, you know, people kind of grasp anything from her. What if there's anything that you would want the listeners to learn about you with this project, what do you think? What would you want that to be?
To learn about me. I don't know, that I take my craft seriously.
Okay.
And I
with
my music, I really aim to
please ear finish it. For sure. Do you have a personal favorite out of the seven?
Favorite out of the seven?
Yeah, do you have a personal favorite out of the records?
My personal favorite would be Miles Apart.
Okay.
So you definitely check out Miles Apart.
Okay. Okay. Why is it that one?
That would probably be one of the closest four songs
Okay.
And then the other song that I have on that album is Angela.
Right. Now. Okay. Yes. And that was my next thing. You're taking all my answers, man. You're giving all my questions away. but because I know Gangsta Love was the song that you provided for us during the Fleet DJs conference call. Shout out to the Fleet DJs. Would you say that Gangsta Love is the official single off the project, or was that just, you know, again, because maybe that was kind of one of your favorites, you guys just decided to run with it? What was the science behind that being the kind of the exclusive record?
It was pretty much both. Once it was done and everything, and we played it a couple times, I'm like, oh yeah, this is definitely a single.
Okay.
Whether I had dropped a full project or not, that's something that I would push anyway. Because it just turned out to be something that I could see myself and my friends and my family, people around me, or, just people listening to it well. So it just came about by itself, but after playing it a couple times, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're right. I believe you're right. I've played it a couple times in a couple mixes that I've done for a couple of my radio platforms since I've had it, and it fits right in with what people are listening to right now, the vibe, the wave. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't about, at least for me anyway, it wasn't about trying to fit, okay, I'm gonna put it in this mix, might not go with that mix. It was an easy fit in. So I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. It works. So I want to go back a little bit. Because, I did, some due diligence and stuff like that. And I found a video that you did way back in 2017 called Marathon. And then I said, okay, 17, 18, 19, 20. That's quite a few years in between. My question that posed to me was, where do you think was your biggest growth period between that video and let's say Gangsta Love? Let's just say the single. What do you think has happened to you that's given you the most growth as an artist between Marathon in 2017 to Gangsta Love here in 2020?
Well, what happened to me is actually why I'm here now. I worked under another artist for those couple of years, where there was that gap.
Okay.
When it released the music, I was fucking up game. I was working. I was out acting in California working.
Okay.
With a former Aftermath artist. And, like I said, just learning the game, learning the industry, learning how to protect my sound and crap and everything. I was never going to stop my music, or I was never not working.
Right.
I was working. I just hadn't released anything yet. So that entire period was a learning process and growth. Definitely growth.
No doubt. You said something that makes sense. It kind of poses another question, because I think when people, especially with artists specifically, when they start working or they come out with a bang and they work moving and everybody sees it, you know, that's one thing. But then when you don't hear nothing from them, or they're silent, or, you know, nothing comes out in a while, they automatically assume either they stopped or they quit or something happened. And that's not always the case. You know, sometimes you have to, sometimes you have to take a couple of steps back. And like you said, you hit it on the nose, learn, you know, kind of, you know, build yourself up, get the knowledge and things that you need to, because, you know, you have further goals. Do you, as an artist like yourself, do you feel like that's something that's unfair that listeners always go to? The fact that, oh, maybe she quit, maybe she stopped. And was that something that your friends and family or people who support you, was that something that they was asking you during your time of absence? Like, did you quit? Did you stop? Like, where you at? You know, were you getting that kind of thing?
Definitely. I don't know. I think that's just it's just a natural thing for people to think that, because I can't say that I don't. I mean, although I understand, you know, the artistry and everything, I think it's just a natural thing for people to just assume, or at least want make sure, you know, they just want to speak. It's like, what are you doing? And if they do have faith in you, believe in you as an artist, or support you, a fan or whatever, they're going to ask. So, yeah, my family, definitely, everybody back at home. And Slim were asking me, they make jokes and stuff like that, but it's like, come on, I just respond with them. Come on, guys. You
know, right. Well, stop being nosy. You know we over here working.
Get it right.
Now you mentioned, you know, that you was with another artist that's been in the game for a while and everything you're learning. Is that something that you would definitely advise other artists like yourselves to do? Try to find somebody, a mentor, someone that's been in the game for a while to kind of hold you under their wings and show you another part of the game?
Anything is possible for you, most definitely. Anything you can learn from it, because it's so much you don't know.
Absolutely.
Like, as far as actually being in the entertainment business to a certain extent, to where you're fully, you know, it's just a lot of things that people just don't know prior to it, never get to that point because of certain things that they didn't know. It can be as simple as stuff, you know, but definitely, you never know what somebody can offer you. In any type of way.
Right.
So definitely
just to get a mentor.
Yes. That's not always the case with individuals. You know, there's not even many artists on anywhere, anybody in a position that could do what he did for me. So
right.
That would be a blessing, but yeah, if you can, definitely.
No doubt.
And then that takes time to learn as much as you can, read as much as you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, that's unfortunately, you know, reading or sitting down and study is might not be something that the majority of us, I'm waving my skin, you know, something that most of us don't really like doing. But, you know, a lot of times that's where some of that best information is found. You know, the experience is one thing, to actually have the experience. But, you know, to have the knowledge also, you know, can prepare you for a lot of those experiences as well. So, you know, and you can always tell. I can always, you know, as a DJ and a radio personality, people who talk to, you know, blessed to talk to a lot of indie artists or underground artists and even some mainstream artists. I can always tell by how they move in their artistry and what they do, you know, with, okay, you know, this person has learned, or they've done some stuff, or they did some research. You know, versus the ones that just kind of go out here and try to hurry up, throw some stuff together, try to make a quick buck. It never works out. You know, unfortunately, it just never works out. If you try to do some longevity with this thing, you're going to have to put some work in and some research and some studying. So that's real. That is definitely real. Yeah. I'm going to jump off the project and all that stuff for just for a little bit. And I want to talk about, you know, out there in Michigan and everything, as far as the music scene out there in Michigan, because I know here we're right next door, and in Columbus, there's a huge, obviously everything slowed up because of the pandemic and stuff like that, so we're not having a lot of shows, but the artist scene, the music scene, the local scene is huge here. What were you seeing before the pandemic? What were you seeing in Michigan that, you know, that you were proud to see from other artists or from the music scene in general, and what coming back from the pandemic and as people start to get out again, What are you hoping will maybe change that wasn't so great in the local music scene out there?
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as during the pandemic, I would have to say the consistency from where I come from right now, the music scene, everybody just working. Nobody really ready to stop what they have going on.
Right.
And then, even in a safe way.
Right.
To still get work done. So that's actually down to me. And I don't know if there's anything that should be changed by God. We're in a great space right now. A very great space.
Okay.
I can't even complain.
That's a first. That's okay. I like that answer. That's a first to hear that you say you guys are in a great space. I know I used to pose a question, and I'll still pose a question to you because I think it's still valid. I had this conversation when this pandemic really just started, and they were starting to lock everything down. I was having a conversation with another artist of mine, and we were talking about how this opportunity, and I'm using that word strongly, this opportunity that we have as artists or as creatives to be forced to be locked inside, not do much, but brush up on your craft. This is the opportunity to really come out with a bang. And if you can, like we said earlier, you can kind of tell who does what. After this pandemic, if you come out the same artist that you were when this stuff started, then you're not serious about your craft. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. That's the one.
That's the one, huh?
Yeah.
That's
the one. If you feel stuck in the same spot someday,
right? Right. Right.
You didn't take advantage of the opportunity, like you said, of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I mean, because you ain't got nothing else to do. So if you're a writer, you should be writing every day. If you're an artist, you should be in front of that mic. If you're a DJ, you should be practicing mixing and transition or whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing that you say you love and you want to build on. Yeah. We had nothing but time. You know, and for the most part, a lot of artists agree. I spoke to one who said, and I agree with him too. He kind of said, you know, that's true, but we still have to kind of take it, you know, day by day. You still have to make sure you have time to, you know, recuperate for yourself and not, you know, take some time and not do anything, you know, and just
yeah.
You know, kind of do that too. And
yeah,
I, you know,
I was gonna,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too because mentally, it's a lot.
Right.
For a lot of people, even myself, we have the ups and down days, and sometimes, you know, throughout the day,
we have
slow days. Time is going by fast, it seems like during them all of this, but it's like a slow day. So,
yeah.
You know, it's up and down, but yeah, don't force nothing. Just let it be.
Let
don't
it flow.
Don't fall over doing it, but at the same time, yeah, we still should be polishing.
Absolutely. But we're gonna take a quick break. We still have Jade Ali on the phone. When we come back, we're gonna talk about her own label that she has created as well, and along with some other stuff. Man, y'all hang tight. This is For the Art, man. DJ Swamp Thing, man. I'm going nowhere.
This is Ohio Fleet Radio, coast to coast and worldwide.
Yeah, you know, I know y'all doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? All the Fleet DJs and all of that. Y'all doing it real, real big. You know what I'm saying? So I figured I'd holler. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Nicki Minaj.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face. And posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to For the Art interview series. Your man, DJ Swamp Thing, right here on Ohio Fleet Radio. Still got the homegirl, Jada Ali, out of Flint, Michigan, in the building, or on the phone. Not in the building, on the phone. Yeah, so I know, and again, congratulations on your label, Roundtable. You know, that's super dope for a lot of reasons, and I'll let you, you know, talk more about it. But just personally, I think maybe it's because you're still really trying to get your own products and your own brand and you as an artist out there to be able to still do that and create a label which will turn out to be a platform for others. I give a lot of respect to, so shout out to that. No doubt. Talk a little bit about more, you know, what made you decide to come up with the label, and then, you know, what, you know, as the label develops and grows, you know, what are you looking for when you are ready to look for artists, if you're not already?
Yeah, I really appreciate it, first and foremost.
For sure.
I really appreciate that. But with the label, what made me start it is kind of like what I was talking about a little bit earlier, just being in the industry, being around, seeing what it's like, seeing what it is. It's like, you know, the record deals. I'm not being on getting a record, you know, with the record deals. I'm not trying to keep anybody else with me personally.
Sure,
that's
sure.
Not what I'm looking for. I mean, we can talk to this, we can work things out with labels, potentially, but we just figure, you know, how things are now, social media, being able to reach out to different platforms, like, you know, just like right now, having this and phone interview with you and everything, radio interview with you guys, it's just dope. But I just feel like this is kind of my practice or calling or something, to have my own label and be like one of the first females, if not the first female, to successfully have their own label and other art, you know, their artists and everything is successful.
For sure.
Getting this opportunity to step my foot in the door and see what it's like in the industry, and just saying that, you know, this is just something I want to do, and I want to give other people the opportunity and chance that I never, you know, originally had.
Absolutely.
And then as far as when I started looking for the artist myself, it's more than, it's bigger than music to me, so for me, I'm big on what people are intentions, where they are at, what they're trying to do, what's your goal, it's bigger than, you know. This is something we love, but we gotta take this and make it, do, you know, more with it. I'm being on, you know, that kind of stuff. So how if they really got a love for it, and, you know, things like that. I like to keep it.
Yeah, for sure. No, I. Yeah, right. No doubt. I respect that. It's a relief to hear that comment on your answer as it pertains to, you know, you just, you know, you want to find people that, you know, have who are good individuals, not just good artists. You know, so no, that's awesome. That's, you know, I
don't have to take the talk to have just because you're good, you know, I just got you a person. I'm not only you.
Right. Right. Because the vibes, you know, they shed. They go from one person to another, and you wanna have, you know, that good karma with everyone, you know, and have a family. And that's one thing that I can say about Fleet and about some of the things that I do as well. We take that same approach. The music is great and we want people that's around us that has the drive like us, but at the same time, we don't wanna be having I don't want to have to look over my shoulder to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing as an individual and being a good person. You know what I'm saying? That's what's important, you know, because you do wind up being with some of these people, you do wind up being good friends with them. You wind up, you know, really creating some type of family atmosphere with people. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is, make the kind of the wrong judgment about how people are, even though a lot of times those people show their true colors after a while anyway. that's great.
You don't
have
that happen.
You don't have that.
Another word you use is the same drive. That's another
thing.
You gotta. I'm not holding your hand. I'm not.
Right.
I want people to want to be wanting as much as I do, and I do it.
Now just as a label itself, you know, as the Round Table name and the brand, what are you in the next, let's say 2025, you know, what are you hoping to accomplish with the label by that time?
I'm hoping to have a couple of successful artists, and even it's going to be a management company as well.
Okay.
I think y'all can put some other things I don't want to speak about yet.
No doubt. No doubt.
But definitely, I lost my train of thought.
That's all right, just make something up. No, we're just talking about the success of the label within the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I just want to see some Grammys. I want to see some things that haven't been done yet. Accomplished yet, where I come from. And we want to make a difference, you know?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Now, something I saw in your documentary that even for me, it instantly made me want to be like, man, I need to get my stuff together. But I couldn't tell you where it was. It was just a couple of signs or a couple of, it looked like some motivational things. And you know what I mean? Yeah, one of them said, if you still have to introduce yourself, you're not working hard enough. Right? Yeah, I did. I was like, I paused the video, sat back in my chair and be like, damn, I still got to introduce myself. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? Right. I was like, man, but I'm... Yeah, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? Obviously, you take that, and I think that's something you probably hold dear to you on a day to day basis. But you know, just explain a little more what that really means to you, you know, as an artist.
Right. So I mean, it's nothing personal. It's really all about motivation.
For sure.
It's just real. You know, if you have to don't feel any type of way if somebody doesn't know you and don't expect everybody to know who you are.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have to introduce yourself, that's cool, but that just remember in the back of your head, I gotta keep working. Because I want to be to the point where I do not have to, you know who I am, or if you, even if you don't know my face, you hear my name, you know who I am. Don't be heard of me. So it's just motivation, just a push. Keep going.
I know for myself sometimes as a DJ, you know, trying to get on radio platforms and different things like that, you know, I might and get discouraged. Maybe I sent a couple mixes to some stations and, you know, everybody said no for whatever reason. So I just say, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. What do you think as an artist, that they run into? Do you think they find out that it's actually a lot of work? Do you think it's a money issue why a lot of artists quit? Do you think it's a backing issue or maybe they don't have a lot of support? Why do you think that is?
You really never know. It can be a variety of things, like you just started to mention. There's so many options, so many things that can be in your way. So I would just say, my advice would be anybody that does get like that to think like that.
Yeah.
It kind of means that you're. I know it's easy to get discouraged and it's hard when you're the only one believing you can pop it. At least you feel like that. But at the end of the day, you have to do it because you want to. Make sure you're doing what you're doing out of love and because you love it, because then nothing will matter.
Yeah.
If you get any kind of rejection or something don't go right or whatever it is that's discouraging you, it wouldn't matter because you're doing it regardless. Mm. I know sometimes it's hard to sometimes it's easy for people to create and do music and stuff, but one of the biggest things is they don't actually release it or put it out or put any effort behind it. And that can be hard too. So you have to want to. You know, you have to want to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And love what you do and everything.
No doubt.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things that stop people from people getting their own with
They get their own way. Oh yeah. They definitely do. Yeah, no doubt. Well, I definitely appreciate you being on the phone with us. I know. Yeah, for sure. Let everyone know how they can follow you, where they can find the project and all that good stuff.
Yes. So I am Jada Ali on all social media. So I am JADAALI. That's everywhere, YouTube, Jada Ali TV. Make sure you subscribe. I literally just started all of this at the beginning of 2020. January 1st. So get really locked in.
Yeah.
OfficialRTA.com is the website. You can definitely get the album there. See the video. Make sure you subscribe to the website. That way you'll get up everything time for new drops.
No doubt. And once we really get everything moving, man, we'd love to have you as part of the Running the Midwest tour that we do, that I'm a part of, that I manage. Even if it's just to kind of be a presence and kind of be a mentor to some of the other artists, man. We have quite a few female artists that are really involved as well. So to have them see someone like you in the position that you are, I know you're still working and doing a lot of things, but you've already accomplished a lot that a lot of other artists, male and female, are trying to get to. So it would definitely be an honor to have you in the spot. So, yeah, man.
Thank you. I'll definitely be there. Just keep me up. I got y'all. It's all love.
Yeah. Appreciate it. And that does it, man, for another For the Art interview series. Your man, DJ Swanton. Remember, you can follow For the Art on Ohio Fleet Radio, which is on IG. Definitely follow Ohio Fleet, Fleet DJs Ohio, which is IG. I can't get my words together. And then you can follow Swamp Thing DJ, that's SWMPTHING DJ, on all social media. Until next week, today is Friday. So remember, you can catch the Lunchbox Mixes next week, starting Monday from 12 to 12:30 on Ohio Fleet Radio, and catch them on all other 4 platforms that I will be posting on IG. Big shout out to iHeartRadio and the Legions of Tunes. They just picked up the Lunchbox Mix as of today, so we're definitely appreciated about that. So you can catch your boy on iHeartRadio as well. All right, y'all be safe out there. Peace.
On the his mind, pussy on his face. Name on his tongue, baby, how it takes. Head between my legs, all between my waist. Kill the pussy like you're trying to catch a case. You the only one I let up in it anyway. Boy, this pussy don't play. Run the race, take K. All that I'm trying to say, nigga, come right this way. Might as well be beating on it if you're speaking on it. The mother bitches ain't shit, let me teach you something. Barely made it through school, yeah, they had dummy. No sleeping on it, and I promise I'ma keep it coming.
Never get enough. If you gon' put it, better put it on me. Girl, we gon' be fucking while we making love. Show you my gangsta love. Rapper my dough, put it in the flow. Cook it on the stove, and she turn me on. Girl, we gon' be fucking while we making love. Show you my gangsta love. Pussy on my mind, pussy in my fence, drip drop. Throwing out that set, make your fingers and your hips lock. Come to your hood for a plan. Had your keys knocking your door, make a plan of pussy. I can never give you high, give you the best of me. You put your brain to work, I might just take your head with me. We in the Benz, the road, the kitchen counter, got the cabinet touching your toes. And fucking on the door, gotta turn up, fucking with me. You can ride the beat, but girl, you got to make the style you need. You don't like to speak, but that pussy always polite to me. Keeping it nice for me, draw me tsunami, please.
Oh yeah, never get enough. If you gon' put it, better put it on me. Girl, we gon' be fucking while we making love. Gangsta love. Rapper my dough, put it in the flow. Cook it on the stove, and she turn me on. Girl, we gon' be fucking while we making love. Show you my gangsta love.
You like to talk a lot of shit, I got something for that. Let's see how long you last when you get it from the bad nigga. Can you handle that? I can meet you where you at. Cause it all goes down when you don't even expect it,
Say it how you want, but I expect the unexpected, Talk that shit back to me, but you just saw my mouth, How you on fours with your north on the south,
Me nigga, I punch in your motherfucking mouth, then ride that shit crazy, stalk all your pages.
Well, that explains all of these private calls lately.
Yeah, nigga, you know that I was a savage when you met me. I must be that bitch cause you still ain't left me.
Never get enough. If you gon' put it, better put it on me. Girl, we gon' be fucking while we making love. Show you my gangsta love. Wrap up my dough, put it in the flow. Cook it on the stove, and she turn me on. Girl, we gon' be fucking while we making love.